if there's anybody else controlled with this or anything, so be safe. We just shut the shop down and come out here to on a safer ground.
You have friends inside.
Of course, yes. And, you know, something like this happens. This is a small town, so big things like this don't usually happen.
Very sad. That was some reaction that you heard after an eight-hour hostage standoff ended late Wednesday. An armed, disabled man wheeled himself out of a Virginia post office, of course, was taken into custody. Initially, the police reported five people, three people who worked for the post office, and a couple of customers were the five that were being held against their will after this guy entered the Wytheville, Virginia post office at about 2:30 in the afternoon and actually fired a gun. The mayor said later that they believed the gunman was holding those people and that they were accounted for and thought they could have been inside. So there was some confusion initially during the standoff as to who were the five, was there five there, all that stuff, obviously shaking people up in firing the gun off, regardless of the amount of workers and the people who were in line. As I mentioned, the gunman was somebody who was disabled, and he entered the building. He's pushing a wheelchair. And what was the purpose of the wheelchair? They say that he had some kind of device, and it appeared that his car parked outside of the post office also had some type of a device as well. So they're trying to figure out the details of what possibly could have driven this man, one, to do it, what was the motive, also more details on the guy himself, emotional background, all that sort of thing. Apparently, he told the police that he had a military background, but they haven't confirmed anything with military training and all that other sort of stuff. So yeah, the FBI scrambling, certainly, and this little tiny small town in southwestern Virginia just feeling like they were under siege in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. I mean, as I say, tiny town, the population there, 8,000 people. When I initially saw this, that, oh, a guy who's armed, he's disabled, he's wheeled himself into this post office, this is bad news. And it was bad news because for 8 hours, taking up the afternoon into the evening, you know, nerves obviously were frayed, and you can hear what the people said at the top. Something like that doesn't really happen in their hometown, but it did. And why, we don't know. If I get any more details, I'll tell you. The good news is nobody was killed or hurt other than, I'm sure, the fear of being held against your will. And again, something that takes you aback when you live in a town where everybody seems to know each other's first name. If you're headed to the Midwest and parts of the West, whew, I hope you make it in time for Christmas. Not to put a damper on your holidays, and I'm certainly not wishing that for anyone, but it is a major winter snowstorm that is bearing down on Minneapolis, right there where our mothership is, right in the teeth of it. You know, there's potential for record-breaking snow. Also, winds could get up to 50 miles an hour. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for central and southern Minnesota, portions, of course, of the west central Wisconsin area, too. And that started Wednesday tonight through Christmas. I happen to see a picture of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, and it looked like the Northwest flights were buried in snow, and part of that is because of the winds that were blowing around. So you have Chicago and Denver, they're scrambling because of the weather threat. Obviously, I just mentioned Minneapolis. So there are some people, some holiday travelers, who might find themselves in a situation where they're stuck. Like I said, I hope that that doesn't happen to too many of you that are scrambling to get back to your families. But that is the latest. In fact, we'll check in with our own Donovan Madsen, who is there in the eye of the storm, so to speak, at the GCN studios, because, hey, Minneapolis is where all the action is. Donovan, snow is falling now, correct?
That's right. I can see it out of my window here.
And you're saying, is it already a couple of inches?
Yeah, it's probably 2 or 3 inches so far, with much, much more expected here.
Mm.
It
really?
It may go on off and on throughout most of the night and the weekend.
How does that... from your point of view, because as we were talking to Matt Johnson about that, knowing that this storm was coming, do you like the idea of the storm? Because you're right where you're going to be. I mean, your family's there, your girlfriend's there, et cetera, so you don't have to travel anywhere. Do you like the idea of a white Christmas?
Well, I find it fortunate that I can minimize my travel over the next couple of days. As long as I'm inside, yeah, I don't mind a white Christmas at all. But as long as I can get out of my house, we'll see how that happens.
Yeah, see, there you go. And that is the key. Thanks, Donovan. That's the key. As long as you can get out of your house. I told you the story of my mother in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and seeing the pictures, because she took pictures of it. I just couldn't imagine, you know, you're hearing the descriptions of what was going on, and she's describing to me that she's taking one hand and using a frying pan to dig out a little path, but luckily it was powdery, but other than that, it's, as Donovan said, it's when you can't get out and can't maneuver around, that makes it pretty tough. All right, we told you about the incident at that post office in this sleepy little town in Virginia. This was a different story, however. A man described as a former employee shot and killed two people, also seriously wounded another. This happened at a Baton Rouge, Louisiana construction company before workers, fellow workers, actually wrestled him to the ground. Boy, you just wonder what happens to people. You had a 44-year-old woman and a 55-year-old woman who were both pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect parked outside of this Grady Crawford Construction Company, that's the name of the company, just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, went into a building, shot a female dispatcher, and then moved on down the hallways, went into a second company building and killed two people inside, left the second to reload his weapon, reentered the building, shot, and missed a fourth person. Whew! Four people then actually, this is the good news, I think, in this. Because I don't want this to all be negative, obviously. We're getting ready to celebrate the holidays. The good news is some people did react. Four people wrestled him to the ground. One of them was a foreman at the construction company and actually put his finger between this guy's finger and the trigger. And so he was able to stop him from shooting. And the four people just held him down until the cops actually got there. And they're uncertain what was the deal. Did he have prior arrest? Was there mental health issues, substance abuse? What was it? So he's going to be booked on two counts of first degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and obviously some people will be missing their loved ones this Christmas because of this former employee. And apparently the thing that might be what set him off was that he couldn't get his unemployment. He was screaming, I guess, I couldn't get my unemployment. Yikes. All right, we move on from that to tell you that we're going to talk about traveling coming up next here on America Tonight. Some things that you can do to make traveling a little bit easier, especially if you find yourself in a situation where you might be a little bit strung out because you don't know if you're going to make your destination. Coming up on the flip side, how do you do it? How do you get through the holidays where you're... You can feel a little bit stress-free. In other words, maybe do some exercises, stay on the nutrition trail so you don't completely boot yourself out of the ballpark. We're going to talk with exercise and nutrition expert Alicia Ungara next here on ATM.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Put you in the mood for Christmas, and that is a Christmas song. What about when you're dealing with these travels and you're worried about getting from place to place, especially with the storm in the Midwest? Joining us now, Licia Ungara, and she is an exercise and nutrition expert. And here we are just a couple of days away from, well, actually, we're actually into Christmas Eve, and then where many people are listening to us, and then, of course, Christmas the following day. Hard to believe, a lot of people getting on those planes, trains, and automobiles, I guess. Hey, Alicia, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, I know that there's people that are getting dragged out in airports across the country, and probably it's going to be the same story tomorrow, which means you have to really pack your patience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Although, have you heard, the feds are clamping down, so you're not going to have to wait more than 3 hours or so on the tarmac come April.
Oh, no kidding. Boy, that's a good thing. That is huge.
Yeah,
and one thing I know that people always freak out about, especially now, we just went through the whole H1N1 deal, and with people flying, they worry about sitting near someone hacking, coughing, someone who could be sick. When you have flights and they're long and somebody's under the weather next to you, is there anything you can do? I mean, what can you do to sort of take precautions?
You know, there is one thing that's actually really important, and this comes up again and again on planes, because you know how people complain about the air? It's not really the recirculated air that's a danger to your health. It's the fact that the air on a plane is so dry. They say it's drier than the Sahara Desert. And when your membranes get dry, you are much more susceptible to illness. So the thing you can do is start drinking water right away. You lose something like a cup of water for every hour you're on the plane. So the more you can stay hydrated, the less likely you are to get sick from the guy next to you.
All right, so that's something certainly to avoid. What about how do you make your – this is a great question, too. How do you make yourself – did you love it before I even ask you? How do you make yourself feel – I don't know how to explain this, but not feel – maybe it's because of that Sahara that you just described, the dryness. How do you make yourself feel kind of fresh and sort of renewed as you're flying these great distances? What is there anything you can do besides hand wipes?
Yeah, I like hand wipes. There's a whole bunch of really neat little travel kits that people pack nowadays that work. But I think that the best thing you can do is not get bogged down with bad airline food, first off, because that stuff will just weigh you down. As much as you can pack food or get food at the airport that's not so prepackaged, things that are more fresh, it'll just keep your digestive system working. And then keep moving on the plane, like little ankle circles and glute squeezes and little inner thigh squeezes. There's small kind of movements you can do that just keep your blood circulating, your lymph circulating, and that'll keep you fresh for when you get off the plane.
Yeah, and it's probably a good idea to grab that food before you get on the plane, like you're saying, at some, whether it's carrots in a bag, nuts, fruit, whatever it is. Again,
exactly.
Because of the chance that you might be delayed, you won't have that crazy thing that happens when you haven't eaten. Like, I'll give you an example. My mother just went through that bad storm on the East Coast flying from Philadelphia, and she had nothing. Got on, you know, got up basically at 6, didn't get to Dallas until after 2, and hadn't eaten a thing. And, of course, by then, she's raving. I mean, she's
right.
Starving. She's
right.
Ravenous. That's not good. So wouldn't you suggest everybody swing by somewhere and pick up something?
I do. I'm a big fan of packing your own food. And I know that there's some chains in the airports, and they're not all that bad. The Obumpan chain has a couple of these sort of healthy snacks now, like a mozzarella and tomato or like a corn salsa. You don't want to be packing croissants on your way to the plane, but something that seems in line with fresh food is a great choice. And there's a lot of choices nowadays, so it doesn't have to be all bad.
How about the exercise deal? If you're an exercise fan, I mean, unfortunately, this happens to me. I'm a fan of exercise and I exercise. But then when I travel, I can find the great excuse, like, forget it. I can't pack my stuff. I'm exhausted. I can't do this. And then I sort of just blow off the whole workout. That's not good, right?
No. Well, the problem is not blowing it off on your travels. It's that when you get back home, you're off the wagon.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the trouble with it. Well, I always routinely travel in my sweats. I'm ready to go when I get off the plane. And it's an interesting thing about time zones and travel and exercise. You can actually reset your circadian rhythms, which keeps you sort of, you know, that jet lag feeling. If you know what time the sun's coming up and the sun's going down, your body clock will reset according to elevating your body temperature. Now, when I think of elevating my body temperature, I think of a warm bath, but it can also mean exercise. So if you hit the treadmill or the park or just go for a little run or do some jumping jacks, when you get off the plane and you've arrived at your destination, you might right away stave off some of that jet lag and get more in line with the time zone where you are.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't give much of your background. You're, of course, you're somebody who, I love your background. It's fascinating, by the way. You went to the High School for Performing Arts. You were a classically trained ballerina, which I didn't know until I talked to someone who had told me about you. You danced professionally until the age of 25. Then you take this turn, and all of a sudden you start pursuing wellness, nutrition. But that kind of goes hand in hand if you were a healthy ballerina, right?
You know, contrary to popular belief, the ballet world is not as healthy. We look healthy, but, you know, we don't eat a lot, and we have to stay up late. So I don't know. I sort of took a turn and went more into the holistic and wellness and physical therapy. I really, really enjoy this field, and it is a great joy and honor to work with people every day on their health and wellness.
Yeah, and you're on the advisory board of Fitness Magazine, and it's funny, I found this out, too. You trained Madonna, Uma Thurman, and Amanda Peet. That had to be interesting.
Yeah, well, all my clients are celebrities.
Really? And now, see, I've heard this is a myth, too. A lot of celebrities, because they really, that's part of their job. They want to look good. Aren't just these barracudas that the crazy paparazzi make them out to be. A lot of them are very nice, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it is part of their job, and they're getting paid to do it. So they've got to work hard at it. They can't really slack off.
Yeah. So if you sign up a client, it doesn't matter if they're celebrity or not, what happens if they have, like, a Kate day and they just say, oh, I was traveling, I can't work out, you just have to get on them?
Yeah. Yes, but we make it easy. You know, exercise is something you can pretty much get anywhere, anytime. You hardly need anything. And if you do like working out with gadgets and technology, there's all kinds of stuff available these days. There's really no excuse. So we have a kind of no excuses policy.
Yeah, I love that. No excuses. Hey, well, I know it's late for you, and we appreciate the tips, and thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having a visit with you again down the road.
Oh, that'd be great. Be well. Thanks. Have a good Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Alethea. Again, interesting stuff. I mean, she gave some great advice for people who are out there flying, especially one thing that is easy not to do is to not grab something on the way. You're rushing. You're hurrying up. Packing, because, you know, last minute stuff, and then you find yourself, like she was saying, you're in a situation where not everything's bad in the airport, but you can't always get, first of all, you can't always get to the stuff in the airport, depending on the time of your flight. And then with these delays, even though the feds are saying, oof, no more than 3 hours on the tarmac, thank goodness that is a good thing, but still, all in all, what happens is if you do get stuck and you have not eaten anything, and you want to bite off the head of the person next to you, that makes it really, really tough. You just want to get off that plane. And when you've got snow and you've got weather, a lot of times in this case, too, there's not much that the airlines can do about it because they're going to have some delays. You just have to prepare for that. And I know that there are some people that have called the show in the last couple of weeks that said they were flying even just short hops along the East Coast, but still, even with a short hop, you don't know. By the time you get to the airport, you get there early to clear security, and then sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not, so you have to plan on spending some time there anyway. Coming up on the flip side, what's the very, very latest on health care? The House is saying not so fast. I mean, we're not just going to rubber stamp what's going on in the Senate. You've got a senior Democrat who's actually saying, kill the Senate bill, this reform bill, and let's just start over. And in the meantime, you have the president who is frustrated beyond belief, and he's let it known at what's happening with the Senate and all these delays over health care reform. So that's what we're going to talk about on the flip side here on ATN.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, somebody heard those wishes, certainly in the Midwest, as it is snowing in Minneapolis, parts of Iowa, South Dakota, Denver, Chicago is supposed to get some snow. The only thing is, if you have to travel in it, that's a real bummer. If you're already at your destination or you live in the middle of the snowstorm, it's not quite as bad. But the snowstorm in the central part of the U.S. is starting to worsen, and you can see it. Kate Delaney hanging at the helm with all of you and wishing you and yours the very best over this holiday time, swinging into a new year, 2010, as we're wrapping up 2009 and some of the big stories of 2009. We've talked about them for the last couple of days. There were some weather stories, but, you know, thank goodness, not horrific hurricanes to talk about. Headed in to the 2009 hurricane season, there were predictions of some awful stuff that was going to slam into the United States. But alas, that did not happen, which is a good thing if you really think back in your mind to the past 5 years, and particularly in the Gulf Coast region, what they've had to weather, if you will. Didn't have to do it this time around. Of course, there were other things that happened when it came to wildfires, big stories in California with the wildfires destroying so many homes and taking some lives along with it, and that's in the north and in the south as well. Santa Barbara, at one point, it seemed like out in the mountains, everything was on fire. So back to the weather now, though, at hand. In Denver, you've got slick, icy roads, and you've got scattered flight cancellations right now, and some delays that are starting to come in, even for the morning hours. In Chicago, actually, more than 200 flights at O'Hare were canceled on Wednesday. About 60 flights out of Midway also down, too. But no super, super major airport delays in Denver, where they had 3 inches of snow. And they're talking maybe 5 inches by Thursday morning. But see, in Denver, they're so used to it. It doesn't matter. You still can close the airport and things can happen. But they've got the Uber. They're what I call the Uber region for snow blowers and plows and what you have to do in those conditions. And really the same with Minnesota, too. The people there understand that and deal with it. But when you have heavy, heavy amounts of snow, there's not too much you can do. You can lay the tracks so that when it starts to dry up or in certain areas it won't be as slick. But it doesn't mean that you might not be forced to cancel flights, which has happened sporadically, or even close an airport if there is just too much snow. So it has to be frustrating for some. Just keep that in mind. You're not the only one out there. And if you're on Interstate 70 in Kansas, which is snow-packed by mid-afternoon, it wasn't closed, but it's almost impossible in northeast Kansas, and they're thinking that by Thursday afternoon it'll be very, very tough to get through that area. In the meantime, it's not about the weather anymore on the Hill. It's still in the game of politics. It's about whether or not this bill is going to get passed, this health care reform that the Senate is still wrestling with getting through the hurdles. The Senate cleared the last hurdle before the final health vote, which has infuriated so many people, and not of just one tag, if you will. If you want to call yourself something, extreme liberal, I mean, I've heard so many crazy terms, just a Democrat, good old-fashioned Democrat, conservative. I mean, there's a lot of people unhappy about some of the tenets of the bill that we have talked about ad nauseum on ATN. So they're right there on the brink of this passage, and there's, you know, they crushed the Republican filibuster against Obama's call to remake the health care system completely. Here's what Senator Orrin Hatch said, the Republican from Utah. He doesn't hide his feelings. He becomes a little bit unglued when he's talking about this health care reform process.
The bill basically is going to bankrupt the country. They've taken $500 billion from Medicare, which is $38 trillion in unfunded liability. They're going to raise taxes $516 billion. They are $87 billion in new taxes. I mean, you just go on and on what this is going to do to our country. Well, I think they deserve some credit for getting it done, as bad as it is, but it's going to wreck our country. I have to tell you, and people out there know that. That's why the majority of senior citizens who are the most likely to use health care in this country are basically against this. The majority of independents are against it. Naturally, almost all Republicans are against it. And even Democrats are concerned about it because of the high spending. There are also a number of unconstitutional provisions in here, like for the first time requiring, actually compelling people in this country to buy insurance.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You know, we go back to the whole idea that you will be taxed if you don't have health care coverage. And, you know, ultimately, what would that would mean to some families? And the thing that scares me to death is the possibility of really killing those small businesses. Because so many, I mean, 80% of, probably even higher than that, but at least safely I can say, 80% of the country work for many of you work for some kind of a small business. And that's where it's going to get really dicey and really tough. Let's head out across the border over to Montreal and Sam. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Hello, gorgeous you.
Hey, Hanukkah. Did you get anything great for Hanukkah?
Well, it was, yeah, Hanukkah was great.
It was it? You know, yeah. Hanukkah is great because actually, this would be a good thing. Somebody sent me a note saying explain the difference between, and it was just the present thing, not the religious philosophies, but the gift giving of Hanukkah versus Christmas. Well, Christmas is all in one shot, theoretically. Hanukkah spread out.
Yes, no. Some families, like our family, we did it in one shot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That better?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. then you don't have to worry, you know, if you have a fight about what people got, at least it was done in one shot, and it was forgotten the next day. It's not like you do it every day. It's like, well, look what you gave me yesterday and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But there's some families who don't even exchange gifts.
Really, because they don't believe in exchanging the gifts?
Yeah, they only believe in the miracle of, you know, it's called, you know, the miracle of light, so they only believe in that, you know, not the gift. Well, if they do exchange something, it's not like, you know, Christmas time where I see people, you know, buying like DVDs and PCs and stuff like that. My sister-in-law both love plants. So I got them each plants. You know, mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is in the car rallying, so I got him like a pair of car, you know, driving gloves. My brother's a golf nut. In fact, my sister-in-law wishes that the Golf Channel was never invented.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I said, aren't you glad you don't live in the States? She goes, why? I said, there's something in the States called the Tennis Channel. She goes, yeah, well, we don't play tennis. I said, yeah, but pity the poor people whose spouses, you know, are into tennis. I spoke to Steve earlier, and, okay, he can't go into Bethlehem because that's, it's the West Bank or whatever, but certain parts, like around the Via della Rosa, that's the 13 stations of the cross, seems to be there are a lot more pilgrims than, you know, in past years.
And
which in a way is good because, you know, it helps Israel's economy and stuff. But there are two synagogues along there. So Saturday, I said, aren't you glad Christmas didn't fall on Saturday this year? Also, it would have been totally nuts, you know?
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. Yes, I know the Canadians won tonight, but who cares? while I was speaking to him, he was on his way to do a wedding. And I said, how'd you get this gig? One of the boys in his class, it was his uncle who was getting married. And the town he lives in at the time, you know, right now doesn't have a rabbi. So he suggested, what about my teacher? So they talked to Steve. Steve, you know, we'll get a fee and plus travel. So, he's not arguing. And then he said, don't tell me to screw Uncle Sammy because I want to see it on, RDS. That's the French version of ESPN, RDS. And I want to see the RDS start. I want to see it on the RDS website. I went, okay, fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So, and he says to you, oh, by the way, tell that favorite person of yours who's a Philadelphia Flyer fan who lives in Dallas, Texas, what's wrong with this picture. Happy holidays.
What's wrong with this picture? Trust me, a lot of people in my life have said, what's wrong with this picture? I like that.
Yeah.
Tell them happy holidays as well.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
That's good. I love it. Hey, yeah. Sammy, you take care, buddy, okay?
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight, do we really care? Although it is kind of funny to hear what the celebrity wish list is. What did he get the celebrity who has everything? Well, the answer is nothing. Actually, that part of the problem, I think, for a lot of people with the holidays is the consumption, is the overconsumption. And even in the recession, it seems as though that hasn't subsided. And this idea that probably all of us, I mean, I hope not, but you know where you get to that point where you just have too much stuff. Recently, I noticed when, and I don't think I do that, but recently I noticed when I moved, you would not believe the amounts of bags of things that I got rid of that I didn't even realize I had. It's pretty bad when you're dragging around boxes that you're not really sure what's in those boxes. Does anyone out there relate to that? I think a few of you probably can relate to it. And speaking of dragging things along, the House says that they're not going to be dragged into this deal with the Senate. So I wonder if the House could really throw a wrinkle into this whole thing with health care reform. I'm thinking probably not. That means that there's just more long meetings and more wrangling over specific language, but it does, you know, this is the thing. It does mean that it might not actually pass before Christmas, and that was the whole idea. This is going to pass. All right, some of the odds and ends on the day that you might have missed coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Those of you celebrating the holiday at the end of the week. In fact, here we are, Christmas Eve, Minnesota, bracing for some serious snow. Perhaps the snowiest Christmas on record in 30 years. How about that? And we just got off of the white stuff in the East Coast. So snow making a comeback in a big way. All right, in the meantime, as far as the wheels turning in Washington, just quickly let me give you this. Here's the latest thing. In talking about the Senate health reform bill, you have a senior Democrat who's saying, let's just kill this sucker, let's just get away from it, and let's move forward. Let's just move forward and start from scratch. Exactly. This cannot be a popular person, however, in many circles. And it's Congressman Louise Slaughter from New York, who's the chairwoman of the House Rules Committee and also the co-chairman, by the way, of the Congressional Pro-Choice Caucus, and says that, look, the bill is so flawed that it's unlikely to be resolved in conference with the bill to have passed the House. So it's not worthy of this historic vote that the House took a month ago, arguing, you know, she was arguing that while the House bill is far from perfect, the Senate's bill, and you know what her angle is going to be, exclusion of the public option, along with the abortion funding restriction and other measures, make it just not even worth the vote. And she's saying the Senate bill would charge seniors higher premiums. Hello, yes, it will. It would fail to nix health insurers' antitrust exemption, absolutely. And it wouldn't even go far enough for those who wanted to extend coverage to people in the U.S. anyway. So the whole idea of just pass it, just pass it, just pass it, she says is ridiculous. Well, that part I agree with, absolutely. And the higher premiums, you know, that's ridiculous. So somebody goes through working their whole life, you change the system, and then you're going to add more financial burden onto somebody who's a senior on a fixed income. I don't think so. I hope that this vote, I hope this vote does not happen. All right, here's some other odds and ends. This will actually be a Christmas present for some of you because it'll make you smile, I think. Remember that crazy couple, I'm going to call them the Balloon Boy parents. They carried out this balloon hoax. Well, they were actually sentenced to jail on Wednesday, and they were given strict probation conditions that forbids them from earning any money from the spectacle for 4 years. You got to love that. Richard Heaney was sentenced to 90 days behind bars, 60 days of work release that will let him pursue his job as a construction contractor while serving his time. His wife got 20 days. And, you know, of course, he was the actor that he is. He was choking back his tears, and he was saying that he was sorry, especially to the rescue workers who chased down the false reports about a six-year-old son. And you got to love this part, only in America. It was a stunt, and he said this, it was a stunt designed to generate attention for a reality television show. And he just kept saying, I do want to reiterate, I'm very, very, very sorry. Oh. I'm glad they nailed them. What I'm glad that they nailed them on is they couldn't make any kind of a profit for 4 years on what happened, which is good because that's where they would have tried to, just like that couple that crashed the White House state dinner, they would try to play off of that popularity right away. Not popularity, but that 15-minute buzz. So the buzz will be killed by the time they're actually able to use it, right? And that, to me, is a good thing. So good for the judge for standing up and saying that, because too many people were chasing this crazy stunt, and they wasted too many man hours and too much money doing it. And, you know, so I say bravo. I think that's a good thing. How often on this show do we do these little cheap movie reviews? Well, the answer is a ton. Every week we do them, right? What a big year for Hollywood. A lot of times, they say, when we're in a recession, people are depressed, they go to the movies. You want to escape, right? That's why we do our little Cracker Jack reviews. So the film box offices are going to go well beyond what they were in 2007, and it's a record, almost $10 billion in the United States. And that's incredible, $10 billion. They're saying U.S. and Canadian tickets, so they combine them both, just flocking to the theaters. And for all kinds of movies, like Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. This is part of reviewing 2009, the movies that were. So that was, I mean, that was a gigantic hit. $400 million in domestic sales. How about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, also over $300 million. This was big for the teenage girls. The Twilight Saga New Moon, the third biggest opening of all time in the U.S. and in Canada. This was the wild one. And I still haven't seen this, but I actually want to see it. The Paranormal Activity flick, that raked in $107 million. Warner Brothers put out a couple of smashes they didn't think were going to go anywhere. The Hangover, I shouldn't say go anywhere, but not make that kind of money. The Hangover was one of them, $277 million. And then The Blind Side, $131 million, and they're still, you know, they're still counting on that. Who knows where that ultimately comes in, but that's an incredible year for Hollywood. $10 billion. Wow. And look at the movies that I went through, and they were some of the top, at least box office-wise, some of the top movies. Of course, Michael Jackson, we said his death was one of the top stories. And then This Is It, the movie that was released, people flock to go see that as well. And anything Jackson-related, at least in the beginning, certainly the value went sky high for his glove and costumes and, you know, all that that sort of stuff. I mentioned this previously, too, but 2009 was certainly the year of firsts, the first black president, the first time that you've had, now because of Diane Sawyer, two females anchoring the evening news, as Charlie Gibson decided that he was going to retire. And there were other firsts, too, that happened along the way. Sadly, the one first that I don't want to see happen is this healthcare reform. So let's hope that there's not the final obstacle, that it has been completely cleared. They have the vote and it goes through, because of all these kind of crazy deals that we're seeing that are happening in the background. Not that we didn't expect that they wouldn't be happening, but healthcare reform after 60 years, but the wrong kind of healthcare reform, where it's not helping us with our premiums or hospitalization or drugs. You know, when they're telling you that it's $25 for an aspirin in a hospital, does anyone else think there's something just completely wrong there? $25? And that doesn't include some of the tests. I understand cost-covering measures and even profit and all that, but some of the tests that you get and then what they charge you for those tests are just absolutely, I mean, absolutely crazy. How about this? I was talking about not being stranded on the airlines, but somebody shot me the story from New York. The Long Island Railroad had to apologize to the riders who ended up being stranded on a train during the snowstorm early on Sunday morning. And that was last Sunday, obviously. But they found out that the passengers were still upset over, you know, the fact that it lasted 6 hours. So if only the trains were basically running normally early Sunday morning instead, but that didn't happen. One train was stranded with no power. And so you had people telling stories about their jacket being their blanket, freezing. They were calling it the train ride from hell. My question is, what happened? How did the train get stranded? So you had no food, it wasn't working, there's no heat coming in, and no information was coming in. And so they started to knock out emergency windows. And bathroom, same thing. That's early in the morning. 5:05 in the morning, stuck. Ooh, that wouldn't be a happy day, would it? Oh, that'd be rough, to say the least. Hope it's not rough where you are. Again, from America Tonight, we wish you the very best this holiday season. Remember, you can always send us an email with any of your thoughts on anything. AmericaTonight.net.